Welcome to Destiny Spirit Church. This week's message is by our senior pastor, Donna Astern.
All right, if you'd open your Bibles, please, to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Tonight I want to talk to you about the rewards of seeking the Lord. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And it seems that a lot of times there's not a lot of emphasis being put upon the seeking of the Lord. There's emphasis upon acknowledging the Lord or representing the Lord or worshiping the Lord. I mean, there's all kinds of things, but there's not a whole lot of emphasis, it seems to be, on seeking the Lord. The word seek is a word that means to tread or frequent, to follow for pursuit or by search, to seek, to ask, to worship, to care for, to diligently inquire, to make inquisition, to question, require, search, or seek out. You know, there is activity. I mean, there's an aggression that goes with seeking out. How many of you ever lost something and then turned the house upside down? Where's the car keys? Where's my sunglasses? Where's Waldo? Whatever. You know, I almost looked for a picture of Waldo to bring tonight. Now, some of you may not remember this or whatever, but back in the 80s or so, a character called Wells Waldo, I think in other parts of the world it was Where's Wally, is a little red and white striped guy with glasses, a little cartoon character. And the cartoonist hid him in a picture book with all kinds of other people and characters and things and all different very busy scenes. And so the goal was that on every page was to find Waldo. And sometimes there'd be somebody in a red and striped hat, but it wasn't him. So you had to keep looking. And you had to look very diligently to find Waldo in the midst of all those things. And I kind of enjoy puzzles, things like that. You know, sometimes you'll get the seek a word puzzles where you're looking for, you have a, you know, conglomeration of letters and you're trying to find circle words that are in there. But you know, there's effort that's inquired with seeking after. You know, sometimes you might spot Waldo pretty quickly, or you might spot a word pretty quickly in a word puzzle, but it requires a little concerted effort to go to seeking to find what you're looking for. And so tonight we want to look at seeking the Lord. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20, start with verse 1. Now it came about after this that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, together with some of the Meunites, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. Then some came reported to Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea out of Aram, and behold, they are in En-Gedi." Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. You know, when trouble comes, when bad news comes, that's a real good time to seek the Lord, right? And this is what he did. He got told some really frightening news. You're about to be invaded by two armies. And so he turns his attention to seek the Lord, even when he was afraid. You know, seeking the Lord is a time of recognizing, I need your input. I need to hear something from God. Let's hear what God's got to say about my situation. You know, sometimes it seems like people seek the Lord last, you know. Well, let me call my best friend. Well, let me, you know, look online. Well, let me do something else instead of turning our attention to seek the Lord. And so he said, not only is he going to seek the Lord, but he proclaims a fast throughout Judah. You know, every time that you add a fast to seeking the Lord, it definitely speaks of we are in serious business. You know, you don't just fast for no reason, right? There's serious business. So now look at verse 4. So Judah gathered together to seek help from the Lord. It's not just Jehoshaphat that's going to seek God and fast, but it's the whole nation is also going to seek God and fast at the same time. It says, they even came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. Verse 5, then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and he said, O God, O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? Are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hands so that no one can stand against you. Did you not, O our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? They have lived in it and built you a sanctuary there for your name, saying, should evil come upon us, the sword or judgment or pestilence or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our distress, and you will hear and deliver us. You got to mix faith when you're seeking God. We're going to expect God. Remember, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So if we had an attitude, if we're going to seek God, we could be able to say with all confidence that He is going to hear us and deliver us. Now look at verse 10. Now behold, the sons of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you did not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, they turned aside from them and did not destroy them. See how they're rewarding us by coming to drive us out from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. You know, sometimes you do right by people, you do everything right in life, and you still have trouble. I hate to surprise you with that bad news. But, you know, sometimes things are not your fault, but you wind up in trouble anyway. Sometimes you wind up in difficult circumstances. And it's not a time to blame and to point the finger. It's a time to seek God when trouble comes, all right? Look in verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Sometimes, folks, we're facing some problems we don't have a clue how to solve. We don't have a clue what to do next. You know, that's a time of definitely we need to hear from heaven because we don't know what's going to happen next. Verse 13, all Judah was standing before the Lord with their infants, their wives, and their children. Then, in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of some other people. Verse 15, and he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley in front of the wilderness of Jeruel. You need not fight in this battle. Station yourselves, stand, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out to face them, for the Lord is with you. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. The Levites, from the son of the Kohathites to the son of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. Let's stop there. So it's a dangerous time, and they don't have a clue what to do. And do you know what's really interesting is that the Bible instructs us that when we are in trouble, that we need to pray, that we need to seek God. But it wasn't until after they decided to pray, until they decided to seek God, that then they got the prophetic word of God's promise. What would happen if they had never sought God? Probably the enemy would have run right over them. You know, because it wasn't until they sought the Lord that God says, okay, you sought me, okay, I'm going to defend you now. How many of you are thankful for a prophetic word? Hallelujah. Yes, we are. But look what he says. He says, you don't need to fight this battle even. Station yourselves. I'm going to come through for you, and I'm going to deliver you, which is a powerful promise. You know, sometimes, folks, we've just gotten lazy about seeking God. You know, a tough time's come, and instead of praying about it and seeking God, we thought, well, maybe I can figure out best way I know how. Maybe it'll work out all right. And instead, maybe we may be cutting ourselves off from a glorious deliverance that God's wanting to bring. So if you know the rest of the story, you know that the prophetic word has come and has told him, okay, God says, I'm going to deliver you. And so what does Jehoshaphat do? But he goes ahead and gets a battle plan of putting the praise and worship team out front and says, have all the singers go in front of the army and have them praise the Lord and sing, for the Lord is good, his mercy endures forever. Why would he do that? Because they've heard from heaven, number one. The Lord has told them, and so they've made that what they heard from heaven was God was going to demonstrate his goodness to them and deliver them. So they sent out the choir to proclaim the Lord's goodness. You know, don't you love that? You know, it's like sometimes you ever see a parade where they've, you know, they wait, they've got the big central piece of the parade is way back here somewhere. But in front, you've got all the preliminaries. And all the preliminaries let you know that the big thing is coming here later on down the road. You know, here comes the, you know, here comes the marching band. You've got the marching band comes up front, and they've got the banner. You know, Virginia Beach High School, whatever it is, they've got the banner, so you know who's coming. But if you're sitting around the corner, maybe you can't see them coming yet. But here comes the sign, we're coming. Well, after them come a bunch of, you know, flag twirlers, you know, majorettes, whatever. You're going, where's the band? Where's the band? You know, they're coming, they're coming. And so later, then here comes the band with, you know, the whole thing. And so much of the time, it's the same thing. Like God says, I'm coming, I'm coming. But we want to go out front and praise and give a glory and attention to the Lord and say, our deliverer is coming. Our deliverer is coming. And so they praise the Lord, and sure enough, they got the deliverance they were looking for. It was a time of tremendous difficulty, tremendous trouble, and Jehoshaphat sought the Lord for wisdom and direction because he didn't have a clue what to do next. But God answered his request, and what a battle plan. Send the choir out front, and you win the battle. And they spent 3 days picking up the spoil. That's pretty good. I like that. How about that? It took you 3 days to get everything loaded up in your SUV and get it back home. You know, that's the picture. You got to modernize this sometime or you'll miss it. All right. Okay, it took them 3 days to load it up and get all back home because of how God had rewarded them when they had sought them. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, we believe that God speaks today. We believe that he answers prayer. We've had numerous testimonies about that. But that's one reason why it's important to remember to seek the Lord, because he may have some instruction, some wisdom, some battle plan for you and me. If nothing else, he may comfort you and say, hey, it's going to be all right. I'm going to take care of you. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord and he answered me. You know, we're prophetic people. We anticipate that when we seek, we anticipate a response. You know, sometimes God responds by the words of his mouth. He gives us a dream, gives us a vision. He speaks a scripture to us, or we have prophetic word, or we hear the voice of the Lord in prayer. But sometimes he answers us just by doing the very thing and taking care of it. There's been plenty of times I've prayed about a situation and God didn't say anything to me, but he fixed it. Works for me, right? As long as the problem's solved. Works for me. Okay, I sought the Lord. He answered me and delivered me from my fears. When you and I are facing trouble and difficulty, how many know that spirit of fear wants your attention? And so we can bind and rebuke spirits of fear. But what really helps is when the Lord answers you. You know, the Lord answers you. Then it calms you down, you know, when you have heard from the Lord. There's been so many times where I've been faced with fear, but it was the voice of the Lord is what brought comfort. My mom was reminding me of something. After a while you get so many stories, you forget them. Other people tell your stories for you. You know how that is? And sometimes they give your testimony. Well, my mom reminded me recently about how many years ago, in the first Gulf War, and Scott was active in the Air Force at the time, and so he was deployed, and this was way before email and stuff anyhow, and so there's not a lot of communication going back and forth. And it was, you know, it was kind of a scary time that we were living in, and, and the type of work he did was kind of a dangerous thing to do. And so, you know, I decided I could be miserable and I could live in fear, or I could trust God. And so, as you know, he's, you know, when you're in that kind of a situation, and some of you who are military understand because of recent years, the kind of pressure and stress that puts upon a family, that it's different when you're in peacetime than in wartime. You know, peacetime, you got deployed, okay, no big deal. Wartime, they call you out real quick and you're out of here. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of anxiety that goes along with that. And so it was one of those real short, okay, we're up, we're gone, we're out of here, we'll see you, we don't know when kind of a thing. But you know what? I remembered the prophetic words that Scott had received. I remembered the words he had had long before he went away. And you know, the prophetic word, that was the thing that kept me from losing it during that time. Because I remember God's already promised me, and for that promise to come to pass, it's going to have to mean he's going to have to be back home, you know, after the war. That's how it's going to have to be. There are numerous things like that as a military wife that I lived through because of the promise of Scripture and because of the prophetic word. And God had already promised, he'd already spoken, and that sort of thing delivers from fear. It delivers from fear. You know, you can lay awake nights and you can worry, or you can trust God. And I opt for trusting God. It's a lot easier way to live. You know, I've known people that have lived in fear and torment. In a military community, there's always some hysterical somebody who's always fallen apart in this disaster and that. It doesn't have to be military. I mean, you can be in a business, in the industry. I mean, let's face it, right now in our country, you know, in certain business arenas, certain industries, it's real tough right now. It's real difficult. You know, real estate's one of them. It's a tough place to be right now. Well, we can live in fear and torment, or we can remember the prophetic words that God's spoken to us, and we can seek the Lord for wisdom and strategy, and we can profit in the midst of it. You know, remember, doesn't the Scripture say that Isaac sowed in the time of famine and he reaped 100-fold, right? Isaac sowed when nobody else was. It was the wrong time to be planting because there hadn't been any rain for a long time, you know. How do you think that when you plant something, you should have some water to go along with that to make it work, right? But, you know, as he sought the Lord, he went ahead and did as he was instructed, and he reaped in that time. You know what, folks? We need to be men and women who live above the circumstances, to where it doesn't matter what's going on in our field, in our economy, and whatever else is going on. We need to seek the Lord to get his strategy for us as individuals. And he may have some specific strategic instructions for you that are not like what everybody else is considered wisdom or what everybody else is doing. But if we'll seek him, he's got answers for us that we can learn from, we can go through and see a changed answer, a changed result. So if we'll seek the Lord, he'll answer us and deliver us from fear. There's also in 2 Chronicles 26:5, speaking of Uzziah, it said he continued to seek the Lord. And as long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him. As long as he sought the Lord, God prospered him. How many of y'all remember what Joshua 1:8 says? That if you will meditate in the word day and night, then you will prosper, then you will have good success. You know, now this is not a point of condemnation, but if you're not succeeding, let me ask you, are you meditating the word day and night? That could be your problem, right? And to meditate in the Word is to seek God in His Word and let the Spirit of God breathe upon what you're reading, breathe upon what you're hearing, and give you some instructions so that you may prosper in what you're doing. Seeking the Lord will deliver you from your fears, but seeking the Lord will also cause you to prosper and bless. How many times have we, not only just financially, but how about in our relationships or in our health or other situations, because we've sought the Lord, He's given us some instructions that we wouldn't have had otherwise. I've had wisdom from God just driving down the road. You know, driving down the road, minding my own business, kind of thinking about a situation, God, what do I need to do about that? And here comes inspiration of the Lord and tells you, this is how you solve this problem. Or did you remember this? You know, one time I was driving down the road complaining, calling it prayer. And as I was driving down the road, I was thinking about a difficult situation. And the Lord just spoke just real clearly. He says, what's the matter? Don't you think I can handle it? Okay. Little rebuke, which got me centered back, going the right way again. Getting out of fear, getting out of worry, and getting back into, you know what, God, there's nothing too hard for you. I'm going to trust you to bring answers and solutions. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalms 34:10, they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. How about that? They who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Folks, this is meant to be promises for us. This is a good promise. If you're lacking any good thing in your life, let's go back to seeking the Lord. Because those that seek the Lord don't lack any good thing. I want to be in that category. How about you? All right? Proverbs 28:5 says, those who seek the Lord understand all things. That's a wonderful promise. The people who seek the Lord understand things. They understand things more than people who don't seek the Lord. And it's not a matter of who's a Christian and who's not. It's who's seeking the Lord and who's not. Why? Because wisdom and instruction comes from Him, right? So that's where we need to connect to receive His words of counsel, His help, and to receive understanding. There have been so many times to where just in seeking the Lord, I've had a puzzle of life, a problem just begin to fall apart and open before me, and now it made sense. Now I understood it just because I was seeking God and He was able to give me a fresh perspective and I understood what was really going on. And sometimes in seeking the Lord, you're able to get to the bottom of a thing. You know, sometimes you think your problem's up here. That's not your problem. Your problem is down here, down deep, and God will show you the roots of a thing. For example, as I told you, I got some ministry this week, and one of the things was a current situation that I've been kind of looking at for a while, saying, you know, God, what's going on in this situation? I don't quite understand it. I've, you know, pretty much done what I know to do about it. It's not changed. I don't really understand what's going on. And so I love it. You go down there, and it doesn't matter. When you come where God's presence is, where the Word's being taught, ministry's going on, come be open because you can get what you need in the announcements. You can. You can get it in the announcements. You can get it in the worship service. You can get it in conversation. If our hearts are open, God, I'm here. I'm seeking you. Talk to me. You'll get it. So I'm sitting down there during a class on a topic. And while the man is presenting the topic, all of a sudden, Holy Spirit gives me revelation. And all of a sudden, I knew what my problem was. Just because I'm sitting there listening to a man talk on a topic, you know. See, God knows how to get you what you need every time, but He's given it to those who diligently seek Him. He's given it to those who are seeking after Him that they may receive an answer from Him. You know, why should God just toss it out to people that aren't really looking for it, right? So for those of us who are seeking, hallelujah, that's good. We're going to understand some more things. We're not going to be a want of good things. How does a person seek God? Well, there's a few things, a few aspects of seeking God. Seeking God is number one from desiring the Lord. We desire Him. It's not even just desiring a word from God. You know, there are lots of people that will go, you know, show up for a ministry or email or something because they want a word from God. We've all sought after words from God. There's an aspect of that. But more than seeking a word from God, we're seeking God. Because I need to know not just what He has to say on this one particular issue. I need to have Him involved in that issue. I need to have Him, His wisdom involved in aspects of my life. I need to know where He's leading and directing and what His strategy is, right? What's going on? So it's desiring God. It's not just desiring the things of God or what He can do for you. We see this happen sometimes with healing, that a person has been struggling with sickness for a long time, and so they become so consumed, all they can think about is, I just need to get healed. And they begin to seek after healing instead of seeking after the Lord. And as we have been studying these aspects of the spiritual roots of disease, what we have seen is that so much of the time, it was a spiritual issue that just manifested in a physical body. And one reason it's been like that is because God's trying to get us back to seeking Him and seeking to deal with the roots of the issue. And as we've already said, that many times once we dealt with the root of the issue, the condition disappeared. The condition vanished. because the roots of it were taken care of. And so we want to be seeking after the Lord Himself, to desire Him and the whole package. You know, and that means that when we're going to invite the Lord in, that means He comes in with whatever adjustments or corrections He wants to make, right? If He wants to come in and deal with some issues of forgiveness, deal with some issues of change, then all right, we're not going to limit Him. When I was down there this week, and I was talking about being an easy counselee, I was not there to argue with my counselors. Whatever they told me, I was there to receive from their anointing and to receive from their wisdom. So it doesn't matter that I've been counseling myself for a number of years. Doesn't matter that I know the scriptures. The thing is, I was there to receive and put myself under their ministry, you know. And so I was wide open for whatever God spoke to them. And as God began to point some things out to them, I determined to cooperate with the anointing. That's seeking the Lord. That's not being picky about, well, you can talk to me about this, but don't talk to me about that. It wasn't that way. There's an openness in our heart that says, I'm desiring Him. We seek the Lord by loving Him. To love Him. You know, we've heard a lot about not fearing the Lord, not being afraid of Him, but to love Him and to appreciate Him for His goodness and kindness to Him. We also seek the Lord by worshiping Him. Tonight as we gather together, it's not just to sing some songs. It's just not to hear prophetic word. But we want to have a life-giving connection with the Spirit of the living God. And that's why that we will take extended amounts of time in worship. That's why I'm not just satisfied with, you know, one fast song and two slow songs and sit down in 5 minutes. It's because I want us to have an exchange of life with the Spirit of God. So we can, so many times in worship, it is setting aside our own agendas, our own attentions, and putting them upon Him, and that is a part of seeking Him first, all right? Another way that we seek the Lord is by searching the Scriptures. It's by searching out the Word of God. You know, the Word of God is life to us. And how many times is we found the instruction, the hope, the adjustment that we need is found in studying the Scripture. You know, sometimes there are people who want lots of prophecies, but they've never bothered to read their Bibles. You know, we need to be students of the Word of God and not just people who enjoy a prophecy from time to time, right? Because so much of the time isn't a prophetic word, isn't it also an amplification of Scripture? There are many times when we give a prophetic word, we'll include Scripture in it. You know, we're throwing it out. And if you already have an understanding of Scripture, it amplifies and makes it richer to you. Sometimes in a prophetic word, you'll get a word, well, you're like Esther. Well, if you don't know who Esther is, that doesn't help you a lot, right? You know, it reminds me of a funny story I heard some years ago that down at CI and somebody got all excited and they were prophesying to this couple and said, the Lord says, you know, you're going to be like Ananias and Sapphira. And if you don't know, Ananias and Sapphira dropped dead in church for lying. And so, in the book of Acts. And so immediately the person with him said, oh, no, I think you mean Priscilla and Aquila. You know, another couple mentioned the book of Acts, but Priscilla and Aquila were a young couple who were promoting the gospel. But, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, you need to have a little understanding of Scripture to help you out a lot. I mean, bless their heart. I mean, if you'd ever heard of Ananias and Sapphira, you might think, well, okay, until you went home and looked them up. That can be really scary. Oh, gracious. But prophetic words, so much of the time, is enriched by the Scripture. Another way to seek God is by fasting. When we fast is when we are denying ourselves. And there are sometimes people who go on certain types of fasts. They'll fast television for a month or computer for a month. Or they'll fast, you know, meat, eat only vegetables, just, you know, drink water, don't drink caffeine. There are different types of fasts people do. But the idea of a fast is to separate yourself to the Lord. And it's to pull back from your own pleasure for time to seek the Lord. And, you know, fasting doesn't do God any good. It does us good. You know? You can see it now. God, I'm fasting. You notice? Is this helping you any? No, it doesn't work that way. Because when you fast, the Bible says in Psalms, I humbled my soul. I afflicted my soul with fasting. And it tends to expose the stuff that's on the inside of you. I may believe that's true. Yeah. Yeah, one time years ago, I was talking to a lady, and she had never, ever fasted. And I said, well, you know, when you fast, you afflict your soul. She says, you do not. I said, have you ever fasted? She said, no. I said, then you don't know what you're talking about. I says, the Bible says, I humble my soul with fasting. I says, when you fast, every irritable, crabby attitude you got shows up. And you think you're all perfectly sweet and wonderful till you haven't eaten for a couple days. And then you'll find out how sweet and loving and patient and forgiving you are. You know, and the thing is that when that happens, is it just shows you, oh, God, I need help. That's what it shows you. Because I'm feeling really crabby right now. Hallelujah. The good news is after about 3 days, you start feeling a little better. You're not quite so crabby. I mean, come on, I know some people that miss breakfast and they're crabby. You know, they miss a cup of coffee and they're crabby, right? You know, or miss email and they're crabby. A person seeks God by also fasting, and a person seeks God by prayer. Seeking God by prayer. Seeking the Lord can include prophetic ministry. If we are seeking the Lord, we need to hear from God. Sometimes people will say, I really need to hear from God. Have you got a word for me? Or I'm going to come to a meeting with this prophetic ministry because I need to hear from God. And which is a wonderful resource that we have. But when you're coming to receive prophetic word, is it okay if God talks about anything he wants to? Is it okay if he says anything he wants to? Every now and then, we run across somebody who wants prophetic word, but they want it to say a certain thing. You know, they want to be told, you're going to marry this person, or you're going to, you know, your ministry is going to be launched, or you're going to, you know, get a raise, whatever. I mean, they've got certain things that they want to hear. And occasionally we have someone who has contacted us, and they've asked for a specific, you know, prophetic word. I would like for you to give me a word about blah, blah, blah. But we don't do that. It's too close to fortune telling for me. So what we'd rather do is get your name and then seek the Lord for you and let the Lord talk about whatever topic he chooses to talk about, right? Because there's been some times I've gone for ministry and I was like, God, you know, I think I need to hear about, you know, subject A. But if you don't think I need to hear about that, that's fine. You talk to me about whatever. Just talk to me. And, you know, so much of the time, God won't talk to me about the very thing I wanted to talk to him about. And the thing is that if he's not talking to you about that one thing, there's probably a couple of reasons for it. One is he's already talked to you and you're not listening. You didn't like what he said. So you're going in for round two, you know. Or he's wanting you to grow in faith and develop, and he's just wanting you to walk by faith, and he's just not going to tell you everything you want to know right now. You know, sometimes God is stingy with secrets and details. Anybody else notice that? Okay. Do you know that in times past, before our current revelation that we're in, if you wanted to receive prophetic presbytery, prophetic ministry, the churches that offered that, they practiced that you would spend some time in prayer and fasting, sometimes for weeks or months before the time of presbytery. So that they would say, okay, we're going to be doing a presbytery in February, well, you might spend the whole month of January in fasting and prayer, show up for the meeting in February, and you weren't guaranteed a word. There may have been 20 or 30 that get a word, and or maybe nobody got a word. But rarely did more than a couple of folks. And all those people had fasted, all those people had asked, but they didn't get it. Boy, we live in a different time. But y'all are glad about that, aren't you? But you know, the attitude has got to be that even so, the time spent in fasting and prayer prior to the ministry time is not wasted. That's still a time of seeking the Lord. You know, sometimes, because we live in a time in which prophetic ministry is so much more readily available, that we have people, they want a word, you know, every week. They want a word all the time. We do mail out words by email, and from time to time, we'll mail somebody a word. Within another week or two, they send a request for another one. And we'll send a little email and say, nope, you just got one last month or last week. And so we stretch it out, say, you know, give us at least 3-4 months before you put another request in. For one thing, because sometimes the load becomes unmanageable. If you have everybody that wants a word every week and you've only got a small staff of volunteer people doing this, that winds up being, you know, a lot of work to be done. And I understand being hungry for the prophetic and wanting to hear from God. But if we're seeking to hear multiple words, but we're also not seeking to change, then we're not seeking the Lord. We're seeking a word to tell us what we want to hear, you know. And if God is, you know, look over the last number of prophetic words that you have had. And we're going to offer that tonight. That's fine. You're welcome to come get it tonight. But I want you to look over, what are the last words you've had over the last several months? Have you sought the Lord concerning the ministry you've already had, about how to implement, what to do with it? Were the things God's told you He wants you to give attention to, things He wants you to change, have you given attention to that? You know, because we do not want to treat lightly any prophetic word that we've had. We want to respond to it by showing it the proper respect, right? So when you get your prophetic word and you take it out and you write it out and you pray over it, you're looking to the Lord for application. And if the Lord gives you, for example, the Lord gives you a word and says something along the lines of fear not, something along the lines of I'm breaking the spirit of fear in your life, you're going to walk out in holy boldness. Instead of going, what a nice little word, and stick it in the drawer somewhere, how about seeking the Lord about how fear has gotten access to you, right? And what can we do? Lord, how is it that I can cooperate with you so that this fear will be broken in my life? We understand prophetic words are conditional. It's the Lord says, I will. It's always implied, if you will. You know, for example, God says, I'm going to make you a preacher of righteousness. You're going to be sent to the nations. The implication is you have read your Bible, you have studied, you have prepared yourself to preach, and you own a passport. It amazes me, people that got prophetic words about traveling to the nations have not taken one step towards getting a passport. They won't let you out of the country and into another country without a passport. Unless God Almighty is going to translate you from this nation to another, it's, you know, otherwise, it's still going to be a good idea to have your passport, because in some nations, the police will stop you on the street and want to see your papers. Okay? I mean, it's simple things like that. But I've had people that have had all these words about going to the nations and have made no effort towards getting a passport. It's like, come on, guys. You must not believe the word that you got, right? Or God says He's going to give you word. He's going to prosper you in business. And they haven't done one thing to investigate what type of business. Take some classes, take some courses, do something to investigate a little bit, right? We want to cooperate with the prophetic word and show that we respected the last word that we get by working to be, you know, willing vessel and one who is not fighting against what God wants to do. The word says in Isaiah 55, let's look at that scripture. Isaiah 55, starting with verse 6. It says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and He'll have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, declare the Lord. See, that's why we need to seek Him to find out what His thoughts are. Because God's got some different ways of thinking about my situation and your situation. You see? As I was in Georgia, North Carolina this week, when the Lord spoke to me and showed me the root issue of concerning the situation I was, you know, baffled about, you know, it was not something I would have ever come up with. But, you know, when God speaks to you, it makes perfect sense. It made absolute perfect sense. I mean, all God had to do was say, you made this judgment. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm reaping. I need to stop that. There's a law of sowing and reaping. You know, you dishonor your parents, you reap in your same life. And there was an area where I had forgotten about because, you know, I was like 16. An area where I had made a judgment against my dad when I was 16. Guess what? I was reaping. And I have not been 16 in a long time. All right? You see, I'd forgotten all about it. But you see, when we have violated the Word's command about dishonoring your parents, in the area that you have judged your parent and dishonored them, that is going to, you're going to reap. And I had been reaping year after year after year. But I had not put two and two together until I sat right there and the Spirit of God gave me revelation and insight. You know? It was like, God's got some different thoughts. There may be some hidden wisdom, something that you don't know that you're doing that is creating your current mess. Remember how I told you several weeks ago about your inner belief system? And I said it's working perfectly for you right now. Whatever inner belief system you've got, it's working beautifully for you right now. How do you know what you believe? Very easy. Look at what's in your life. You know, looking what's at your life. As I was sitting there with my counselors, they said, well, we believe you have this certain belief system. I thought, no, I don't. I mean, in my head, I'm thinking, I don't believe that. But if you looked at the evidence of my life, it was producing. So on a inner, deep level, I obviously believe this because if you've got the fruit, you've got the root of a situation. So all you need to do is look at what's going on in your life. And there's a belief system behind everything that's showing up, particularly patterns that are showing up in your life. There's a belief system. So as we're seeking the Lord can say, I've got some thoughts that are not like your thoughts. I've got some insight and understanding that you don't have. And as we'll seek Him, He'll start to expose those things and show them so we can change them. Let's look at verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11. So will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth into shouts of joy before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Hallelujah. Because we're going to seek the Lord. He's going to give us instruction. He's going to pardon us. And things, His word's going to bear fruit for us. And we're going to see joy and peace because God's desire is being accomplished in our lives. Amen. 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 Last scripture, Jeremiah 29. Folks, there are rewards for seeking the Lord. Deliverance, answers, healing, problem solved, intervention, wisdom for prosperity. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me half-heartedly once in a while. No, what does he say? You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. With all your heart. God's got some good plans for us, folks. And He's inviting us to call to Him and to come to Him. but to come with Him with serious intent. That we've come not just to get a healing, not just to get a prophecy. We have come to seek Him. And we've come with our whole heart. And what does He promise in verse 14? I'll be found by you. Hallelujah. That's really good, because if God wants to hide, ain't nobody going to find Him. Right? Isn't that right? But He's promising that if we'll seek with our whole heart, we'll be found. How many of y'all played hide and seek when you were a kid? All right. You go hide and seek. Somebody'd hide their eyes and count to whatever and then come looking after you. Right? Now, when you play with really small children, you help them find you. Yeah. Really small kids. Hide and seek, and you just hide like me hiding behind the stands. It's kind of how you do it, you know. You don't hide really hard for them to find you. Do you know that God says if we will seek Him with our whole heart, we will find Him. You know, isn't it fun when a little kid goes, "Oh, I found you." Isn't that a lot of fun? How many of you feel happy when you connect with God, when you connect to Him? "Oh, I found you. There you are." You know, He's going to let us find Him when we come with our whole hearts. Hallelujah. You know, God does enjoy a good game of hide and seek from time to time. "I will be found by you, declares the Lord. I'll restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I've driven you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile." You see, God's got good plans for us. God's not looking for ways to bring disaster or beat you up. He's looking for ways to heal you and deliver you and to bring you into the joy of the Lord. So it's important that we're going to seek Him with our whole heart, you know, to be diligent about it. You know, it's always time to seek the Lord. Psalm 105 says, "Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face continually." Let's not wait till we get in trouble like King Jehoshaphat. Let's not wait until things are looking bad. But let's seek the Lord, because if we seek the Lord continually, He's going to be able to give us heads up on things that are coming down the road. How many of you have ever been given heads up by the Lord? I have. The Lord has told me stuff in advance because I had taken time to seek Him. We've had that happen sometimes in prophetic words. You get a prophetic word that warns you that there's going to be coming. And we've had those words before. Yes. There's going to be coming a challenge, a difficulty, or whatever. But yet, because you sought the Lord, He's told you in advance, you can prepare for it. You can make whatever arrangements you need to, or at least not be shocked when you see things happen as they're coming down the road. You know, God is wanting to partner with us in our lives. I want us to take a few minutes now. If you would just close your notebooks and everything, and you know, I don't really know exactly the reason that you came here tonight, and maybe you came here because it's what you do on Saturday night, or you came here because someone invited you, or you came here out of expectation that you were going to receive something or see something or whatever. Now, I'm not saying any of those reasons are wrong. I'm not saying that at all. But I want us to take a few minutes right now to just corporately seek the Lord. You know, I believe that as people of God, that we need to hear from Him on some things. I think we've got some things going on in our individual lives and families. We've got some things going on in our local church. We've got some things going on ministry-wise that we just really need to hear from God on. And so I want us to take a little bit of time to just seek the Lord. And remember, we're going to do this with our whole hearts. If you don't want to do it, you're welcome to leave. We won't feel bad about you. Won't talk bad about you, okay? But I want us to take a little bit of time right now and just seek the Lord. You know, while He may be found, Isaiah says, we want to call to Him and get some answers and maybe get some understanding of what's going on in our lives or our ministry or whatever. And maybe get some heads up with some things coming down. And have the Lord just speak to us. And as we spend a little bit of time, you know, if you get a prophetic word for the group that you'd like to share, that's fine. If a scripture comes to you, you'd like to share it with everybody, that's fine. And maybe that while we're doing this, you just get something for your own personal application. You know, jot it down, stick it in your notebook. You know, that's fine too. But I want us to take a little bit of time. Hallelujah. Father, we want to seek you while you may be found. I want to praise you, Lord God, that there are rewards for seeking you, that you invite us to seek you continually. That, Lord, that even like Jehoshaphat in a time of trouble and anxiety and fear, Lord, he sought you and he got answers for himself, for his nation, and saw your deliverance. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, I want us to come to you with an attitude of expectation and anticipation, but also that, Lord, without putting you in a box. Lord God, I don't want to come up with any preconceived ideas about what you're going to say or not say, or do or not do. I don't want to come with any kind of expectations like that. We just want to come and to seek you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, O Lord. We worship you, O Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we want to know you. We want to hear you. And Lord God, here we are. You're your people. We are called by your name. And Lord God, we take this time to focus upon you, to focus upon your heart, your desires, your will, Lord God, and to hear from heaven. Teravria shoporia sukubria chamaka. Kelogoria sevria shobria tad. Teria. Let's just everybody just pray, please. Ishilogo brasedam retam. Glory God, we look to you, Lord. Our hearts are towards you. To hear from you, Lord. To commune with your spirit. Hallelujah. Be glorified, Lord God. We open our hearts to you, Holy Spirit of God. We open our hearts, Lord, to hear you. For you, Lord God, a God of all wisdom. You're the God of mercy. We open our hearts to you, O God. O shalabre sidavrea sonrea da mote da candrata. Gelagoria sufrea sustogoria salrea da brea danet. Dalea so shodocombrea sabaya camia chita. Taya se shoria sevrea shombea quodea gemma. Oh, thank you, Father God. We need your voice, Lord God, need your wisdom. Praise you, Lord God, for your mercies and your compassions that don't fail. Hallelujah. Kuria sedavria shandria sombria tita. Toyo sovia cedio condria sishtogo mandina matembrat. Tadabrio dogobria tembrio cusivria damaria tema. Praise you, Lord God. Equibria sambia cabria sivia shedio gamat. Gloria se shiro kobia kamat. Gloria se devria glory to you, Lord. Esia bria tamaya tamat. Te yo shoto yo kose devatia samuya kamat. Praise you, Lord God. Habia sambia kamat. Tobria semia chena. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you do have plans for us, Lord God. Plans to bring us to an expected end. And Father God, we need to know how to best cooperate with the plan that you have chosen for us. That, Lord God, that we not find ourselves in any way opposing you or opposing your will, but, Lord God, that we find ourselves in a place, Lord, of being submitted to your wisdom and your leadership, but also, God, that we have made ourselves ready, that, Lord God, we have cooperated with your Spirit, Lord, so that we can be in that place, Lord, to take advantage of the opportunities and the things you bring us into. Hallelujah. Kira gobreya sishtobreya namajat. Kresi devoya kambaya sobreya dandreya tina. Hushota kombreya sabaya kombreya sambaya chumatiat. Hevriya sachiriakam. Havaya dogondreya sambuyo kopia kishirvrata. Teravriya supreya sishtogamia kasambuya demajat. Kayo Joshua Vria Sambia Combria Tamad. Silvia Swish Togovia Timbidia Licendria Tamad. Hobia Safaya Chutia Combria Tad. Toya Sidavaria Swish Tokomia Considavaria Chana Navaya Chenmaja. Vidivaria Siakuya Kam. Father God, for so many of us, Lord God, that we need to have our vision clarified. Father God, we need to understand what it is that you want us to pursue after. What is it that you're wanting us, what direction that you're wanting us to pull in and to work in, Father God. For some of us, Lord God, it's directions concerning our career, concerning our business, Lord. There's some of us who are looking at job changes or business changes or things like that, that, Lord God, that we don't want to waste time going in a fruitless direction. But, Lord God, we want to be people, Lord, who are being led by your Spirit and being divinely connected and divinely placed, Lord God, according to your plan for our lives and to further your kingdom, Father God. And so, Father, there are some of us here that have got some questions about business, career, expansion, development, and those types of things. And, Lord, we ask, Lord God, that you would cause our hearts, Lord, to be pulled in the right direction, Lord. We're asking for that word of wisdom, for that instruction by your Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, there are some of us who have got questions and concerns about relationships and family and friendships, Lord. We've got some sticky situations that some of us, we've done all we know to do, and it's still not working, and we're not sure where it is to push forward or let go. And Father, we've got some situations that really require your wisdom and your instruction. And so, Lord God, we're seeking you, Lord God. We don't want to just respond out of human sympathy or even respond, Lord God, out of our anger or frustration. But Father, we want to be led by your Spirit to be sons and daughters of God, Lord God, who are with wisdom, Lord, working in the difficult and the challenging relationship issues that some of us have got. In Jesus' name, Father, we're giving you praise, Lord God, for showing us and even give us, Lord God, the changes of heart and changes of attitude on how to deal with some difficult people and some difficult situations in our lives. And Lord, not even to take up a false burden of guilt for something that you've not called us to, Lord God, that we're only responsible for the things that you have told us to be responsible for, that God, we can't run the rest of the world and we're not responsible for everybody's actions and reactions. But Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom concerning relationships. Hallelujah. Father God, and some of us have got ministry-related questions, Lord God, how to find our place in ministry, how to better be good stewards of the gifts, of the anointings, of the graces, Lord God, you deposited in our lives. God, some of us have not known what those gifts are and not known what to do with them, Lord God. Some of us have not felt like we had any gifts or any abilities. And then some of us, Lord, our gifts have gone dormant and they've just laid there inactive for a while. And we're not sure what to do about those things to reactivate them. And Father, there's some of us that have been in a place of having questions regarding ministry focus or expansion or direction. And Father God, we also just don't want to be out there and just doing the religious thing or just staying active or just staying busy. But Lord, we need to be strategic in our ministry, Lord, that bears fruit for your kingdom. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Shirogoria Savaria Sambioko Sichria Panyadad Setoria Sambioko Miata. Hallelujah. Lord, our eyes are on you. We look to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Nothing's too hard for you. Nothing's too hard for you. Father, I pray that we would seek you while you may be found. That, Lord, that we would be like the wise virgins, Lord, who prepared ourselves in advance. That we're not those who found themselves on the short end of the stick, just in a place of desperation because now troubles come. But, Father God, that we'd be those who would seek you early and seek you first. And I ask, Father God, that you would breathe upon everybody's devotional life, that Lord, that we would have the fresh revelation of the Scripture, that Lord, that when we read it, that Lord, that we're going to hear you speak things to us, but Lord, that you would breathe upon our time of prayer and worship, and that you would comfort us by your presence, Father. And even as Laura was talking about the care for one another, that Spirit of God, that you would move upon us to not just be concerned with our own issues and our own concerns, but to look upon the concerns of others. And even as Skip was saying that prophetically, that there'll be some times that God, you'll put those concerns for intercession or for action, you'll put those things upon our hearts. And Father God, we want to be a people who are totally functional in the body of Christ, that we have that which every joint supplies, that we are ministering to one another and reaching out and being concerned for others, but also, Lord God, for the advancement of your kingdom and even our own personal walk with you. Father, thank you for everything you have begun within us. You're going to bring it to completion and fulfillment in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we do thank you for the prophetic ministry. We thank you, Lord God, for dreams and visions. Thank you, Lord God, that you are communicating with us. Lord God, that you're opening our hearts up to receive fresh revelation, insight, things that information that we can use, Lord God, that will grow us up and mature us and set us free and bring us forth, Lord God, into all that you have for us. And even more than that, Father, I'm just thankful for your mercies and your compassions that are new every morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about Destiny Spirit Church or additional teaching CDs or training events, please visit our website at www.destinyspirit.com, or you can write to us at Destiny Spirit Church, P.O. Box 15252, Chesapeake, Virginia 23328. Thank you.